a deep dish pie that might have several layers of pastry.
That's because they call them old family pies.
Right. And a sweet liquid that might be served with a pudding.
Be served.
Okay. Now they, if you had a piece of pie, and you might take some milk and a little nutmeg and sugar and mix that up and pour that over the pie. It might not be used right. It's sometimes called dip, and sometimes...
Yeah, I've heard that word since you made that. Yeah. I've heard the word dip or dumped in the song.
Uh-huh. And a little bit that you're having something to eat and you're going to have something between regular meals, you might call that a
snack.
And this stuff we were talking about drinking barefooted before is...
Coffee.
Yeah. And when you talk about preparing coffee, well, would you say, I'm going to...
Make me a cup of coffee.
Okay. And then if you were thirsty, you went over to the sink and you got yourself a...
Drink.
Of...
Water.
All right. Now that would be maybe a cup or a...
Yeah, it could be a dipper or just a cup or glass or gourd or...
Okay. Now if the glass fell on the floor, you'd say now the glass is...
Broke.
Okay. And if talking about eating, you might say, how many meals have you...
Eat.
And you'd say...
Three.
I...
Eat three a day.
Okay. Yesterday I...
Ate two or three, whatever okay. amount you had.
And talk about drinking water, you'd say, how many glasses of water have you...
Drunk.
You'd say, I...
Drink two or three, whatever the case.
Now, if you have guests over for dinner and you have several people just standing around, and you might say, now go ahead and
help yourself.
And before that, you might say, sit
down.
All right, and just as you do that, the phone rings, and you'd say, it never fails. I had just
sat down to eat dinner.
Right. Okay, and so if you say, if someone says to you, help yourself, and so you went ahead and...
Help. Took me out of the plate, helped myself to the grill.
Okay, do you remember when you were a boy, or maybe yourself, ever use the past tense for, you know, the speaking of help, ever use hope?
Yeah. Got somebody to hope me?
He hoped me.
Man hoped me.
He hoped me.
Set back or cut corn or something.
Okay. Now, would you use that yourself, or is that more?
Well, it's not so common nowadays. Uh-huh. You don't hardly ever hear people say that anymore.
Uh-huh. But when you were young, might you have said that yourself?
Yeah, I've said that. Okay. I've heard it said, but not much anymore.
Now, if someone passed a bowl of some vegetable or something that you didn't like, you were out to dinner someplace, and somebody passed a bowl of vegetables, and you didn't want any of those, what would you probably say?
I'd say, thank you, I don't care for any.
Right. And if you had a big roast on Sunday, and you were going to have the same thing the next day, you'd say, today we're having...
Roast.
And we're going to have the same thing again, so we're having what?
Leftovers.
I just wondered if these leftovers or warmed overs or...
Well, it's about the same thing. Okay. Warmed over and leftovers.
Right. And you put food in your mouth and you...
Chew it.
Now, when a person is having trouble with his teeth or something, he might make something with cornmeal and boil cornmeal and milk or water and eat that with a spoon.
Milk and bread.
Yeah, it's not hard to chew.
That's what you say, it's not hard on the teeth.
Okay. What did your mother ever used to make anything like that for you when you were young? Have that for breakfast, especially in the winter?
No, not that I don't know of. We'd always have milk and bread for supper.
Yeah. No, I was thinking that this is with cornmeal boiled with milk or water and a little salt.
Mush?
Sure, yeah.
We've eaten mush for supper.
Uh-huh.
We have mush for supper, but yeah. I really don't remember. Could have, did.
Yeah. I think some people have it for breakfast.
Yeah, hominy, you know, we'd have hominy.
Yeah.